Good afternoon, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. High water and erosion are threatening homes and infrastructure in the Koyukuk River village of Huslia. Huslia City Manager Elsie Vint says erosion has cut 60 feet into the riverbank at one spot, forcing relocation of four homes and a shop building.
They dug all the way around the building and they're getting it ready to move to their new loft. They just put them up on skids and drag it away.
Vint says the homes are being moved to a new subdivision away from the surging Koyukuk River, which has also undercut a fuel transfer pipeline and exposed buried city sewer and water piping.
Water main. Once that's hit, then the whole village will be without water.
Vint attributes the high water to the melting of a heavy snowpack. She says it's the second year in a row that the Koyukuk River has caused extensive erosion to the village. She says the meltwater has also overflowed a lake in town and that a berm has been constructed to protect nearby homes from flooding. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Fairbanks is warning pet owners to be alert for sick or dead snowshoe hares in the area, which may have succumbed to tularemia. Dogs and cats are vulnerable to tularemia, which is caused by the spread of a bacteria via hair and vole ticks. Later stages of the disease can make hares slow and easily catchable by pets. Tularemia can be transmitted to pets that bite or catch the sick hares. It's most often seen in interior Alaska between Memorial Day and Labor Day when hare and vole ticks are most active. While the ticks do prefer rodents, they occasionally will bite dogs, cats, or people. In addition, two species of dog ticks have become established around urban areas and can spread the bacteria, according to Fish and Game. Denali Borough Mayor Clay Walker is proposing a 5% tax on marijuana and alcohol sales in the Denali Borough, which would take effect January 1, 2021. He will introduce the ordinance at the regular assembly meeting at 6 p.m. June 12th in Healy. Public hearings on the ordinance will be held in July and August. If approved by the Borough Assembly, the measure would appear on the November ballot for approval by voters. The Borough Charter does not permit any taxes without a vote of the people. The City of Anderson would be exempt from the 5% tax on marijuana. Anderson already has that in place, although there are no retail sales outlets there currently. The tax on alcohol would apply, however. A group of young Alaskans are embarking on a 570-mile road trip to six interior communities to empower fellow youth dealing with abuse, trauma, and suicide. It's the second year that Cynthia Erickson of Tanana has brought together a group for what she calls a healing journey. This year's group includes 12 young people ages 9 to 20 from a dozen communities across the state. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.